Pastorita back there. All right, everybody, get your Bibles out. Stand on your feet. I guess you wouldn't stand on anything else, would you? Stand on your feet. As opposed to what? All right, repeat after me. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can be what it says I can be. And I can do what the Word says I can do. It's the living seed of God. Living in me, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never will I be the same. God increased, pastor decreased, give us ears to hear what God has to say. We're going to walk with power and not let the law get left. Amen. You may be seated. All right. So we can talk about the garden of grace. When God does the gardening, and so just such a dear birth, dear message to our heart, because a lot of times we want to be in the garden, but we don't want to be kept. And so when God has said, I need to keep you while you're in the garden, it's one thing to get to the garden and say, get to the garden, but now I need to keep you. And again, when we don't say things like, people are not coming to the love of God, so hell is in their direction. And so he said, just come to me. Right? And so there's a big argument, you can't lose God, you can't lose God, you can't, you know what? You can't lose God. That's why the family where the land is so big. Because he's always, always, always there. And he said, you have to look at me and just not want me. Because I never move. I never move. This is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so he said, I'm always to the very end. I'm always. And so when we come to the garden, we got to let him be the gardener. Okay? All right, let me make sure we're all on the same page. My Father is the keeper of the vineyard. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Now, if he has to say, I am the true vine, that means there are other vines that are not true. You could be connected to a vine that has the Bible says the devil comes to have an angle of life. We know what the great angle of suit looks like, but do we know when it comes like he's acting you? Right? We can have a relationship, you can have a marriage, but if one person is not connected to the vine and all of the things of God, you can have some bad branches. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Lord. You're going to have a prayer. You're going to have a worship. You're going to have a lead. You're going to have an intercede. But if you don't want to get along, you'll mess up the vineyard. You'll mess up the vineyard. And branches will be broken off. He says, God breaks those off. And then he prunes that which is good. Salvation is instant. It happens when you receive Christ, you're saved, you're born again, and from God. And it continues in growth that God continues to work on that we can grow correctly. You've been in the church in any length of time, it is possible to grow freaking. To grow along. When people, I've heard, and I've never done it, but when people break their leg, they have to reset it so it don't grow through. If you don't get the reset, you will grow incorrectly. Mm-hmm. And that thing will not work like it should. So I have to let the God who can grow me, who made me, guard me. He has to be my guardian because he's not. I'm going to grow in an area in the direction in a way that's not right for God. That is not right for the body of Christ. I can grow quicker. Right? And then Galatians 6 says it this way, don't grow weary in well-doing, for if you will reap if you don't faint. So if I can grow weary, that means I'll grow up after being tired. I can grow up tired of prayer. Tired of worship. Tired of reading. So we've got to teach us about pruning, and it's value to be pruned, because if you don't get cut back, you never do it. It is part of that shaping, that developing. And you people would hear or heard them that you have to get the end fit. Because you got dead end, is that called dead end? Split it! What do you think I'm going to do? Fork and a rose, baby. And I'm saying, you're like, but a lot of people like to keep their split ends from the split end or long on the outside. But if you don't cut them, the hair can't grow. What I hear, I'm here. And a lot of people say that with the Bible, because we got a little bit of growth, and we need to pray a little bit, and we need to get a little bit, but then you really don't want to do that with things go written. We know you got your everyday prayer on it, but some of them have to come through with something that ain't supposed to happen to nobody any day. And that's how we got to be able to live like it. Dear Lord, how can you stand? They said, well, not the whole our body, thank you for my prayers. I got a link for it. Right? And so part of that is letting the Lord you and learning your instead, you have to learn how to let God guard your feelings and guard your tendency and guard your opinion and guard your frustration and guard your emotion. Because if you don't have any guard your emotions, you can work through it even with your tongue.
Yeah, buddy.
Y'all were speaking on Friday about speaking to the fifth graders, the third and fifth graders, and it's amazing, you know, a bunch of people who say they got everything organized and everything is still disorganized, and they get in there, and y'all know that I'm possibly ADD or ADHD or MCKD, and I go in, I got a certain type of visualism because the third and fifth graders don't do my heart. I'm going to teach you the third and fifth graders, these are people. I like these people. I love these people. These are my folks. And so when I got there, they said, don't go to the library. I'm going to the auditorium. And it was career day, but I was in the room. They said, go to the library. But this day, we're just going to go to the auditorium. Where? They said, go to the library. We got to work in here. I want some food. I'm supposed to talk to these kids. And again, they're sitting in the library, and they're just,
8:10, 8:15, 8:20, 8:25, 8, like, listen, then I told you, at 9:15, my shift is over. Regarding. The lady comes up, oh, let's see where everybody needs to go. They said, we still organized. I'm like, stop saying that. I'm still in the library, 8:35, still sitting in the library. She comes up and she goes, you don't have a folder. God said, let me put. Don't get out of line. Let me go. I said, yeah, I'm supposed to be speaking to the kids in the auditorium. Oh, okay. You here? She grows out, takes me up there, telling, oh, he's here. You can tell all the people to be here. He finally got her. I started sweating immediately in the back. I said, no, I've been in one bird because we wouldn't ever go. We need to go. So go there, it's two police ID officers that were mouthful talking. We said, only these speakers here, but I can't even grand on stage. Then good mouth. I'm gonna speak here. There's brothers and kids that, you know, what we used to call them, and this man I'm used to call them, we used to call them y'all know what that sounds like? They're like that shit they are, you know, when you dig out, you can like look at like peanut, it's so hard to find. These group of kids are on. As I was talking, I was talking to him, he handed me a note, the note said, the voice on the front row need to hear you the most. Now, y'all know what that means, right? To message these people, I thought he was talking about black.
Laugh at me if you want to. Something like that. I saw it. I was like, yeah, that was flaming. And that's the thing about the because I can see her face and they just look angry, man. And I'm all day on the fucking ring. And I am yelling. And I remember he said their behavior, they've been in trouble. They need to hear. So it got this deal, the statement that I made, that a lot of people that quit trying to put so much time in being attractive physically and start being attractive mentally and emotionally. Start having an attractive attitude. Would you want to take a picture of that? Would you want to take a picture of those things? And the little kids you spend starting to fall out to once you stop yelling at them. We were good. So God is sending you the message, and the message is keep saying what you need to say. That was one of the big things that we got in trouble for. Give me, you got to bring that to the man. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We got kids apologizing to our friends and we're watching the youth group because we were speaking the truth about, hey, look, if you don't accept Jesus, you will go to hell. If you keep these things in your life, you will end up away from God. You fall away from God. You fall out like they hate. They were like, look, it's going to be hot. And we got in trouble for preaching. Preaching the Bible says for preaching. See, we're going to be in here just the same way to church, and we end up growing crooked. Growing without knowledge of the word, growing without faith, growing without belief, growing without hope, just growing because we're in the church. We want it to be more than just that. So we look at it in this way, life that is life, we are saved from the slavery that they were, like they were slavery in Egypt. But we realized it took one day to get out of Egypt, it took 40 years to get Egypt out of them. Mm-hmm. You gotta work it out. You gotta work it out. You gotta work those things out. And you have to keep going even when you can't see it. So you're like, wait, make them wait for you. You can't see it, you can't feel it. God can work. You gotta make sure that you stay with it until it is all good and you let go. Because God has to keep correcting. You need to have some stuff that's still working. And if you don't admit to that, God is still working. Then you need to get on board. I said it this way. It is funny when you misunderstand the thing as the name when it's really how it's developing. Developing is because the people bless it in the neck when we are seeing it already has been blessed in it. Even if the thing that you're putting in is good, all it's going to do is split, you're going to get out and let God develop. And then, when you're going to cry out, that in denial is even more. So, I don't believe Jesus wants us to stop once we receive the Spirit to go into heaven. He meant for us to walk as he walked on the earth. That will require consistent cleaning. That will require pruning. That will require when weeds grow in the ground. I understand why weeds can't grow somewhere else. There are places and patches, but weeds like to grow where you don't want them to grow. And you have to get up there and do something about weeds. Sometimes they're physically blown out. You're so rain. And same thing here, if we got weeds around them, you've got to get them. They will choke what the word says about you. And you got to make sure you don't let it choke the word it said about you. This word for people, it is the same word translated cleansing in other places. The same word applied to either pruning or cleansing in ancient Greek. The vine dresser cleans up the fruit-bearing vine so it bear more fruit. You may be stuck at the same place because there's something God is trying to cut off that you won't let go. And you can only grow so far. You can only get to this point and that's it. And even deliver, I get this far and then stop. So God said, okay, you're here, I'm trying to cut the off so you can get free. Well, I can only stay 3 minutes for only this long. And God says, okay, then it means this week to be cut off. More fruit. So you'll be more fruitful, more than just what you are. And so it is that pruning that they can look to itself. If the body will produce a good deal of unprotected growth.
We were dead at the gym all the time. We looked at the TV screen and didn't have that big. That guy should be lifting a lot of weight. That guy can't even. They were, but not productive. You know? And so you want to productive. You work. And the same thing goes for you who say, well, why? This person has all these things, but it's not productive growth. You got productive growth. You got more productive growth than they have productive growth.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let unproductive growth be your goal. I think one of the dangerous things that we can do at our church and possibly being clear is start to get caught up in the fact that we want church to be a good time. And I know I've been preaching, I've been preaching, I'm okay with that. But we're not going to have a world so that people will like us more. At some point, when we do that, we're going to have to do what they do. If I bring that into the doctrine of our culture, we will have to act like the culture instead of speak the word only. And so when you go back to that, let God pull off of the what they call the entertainment, because entertainment can affect your eternity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we said this way, don't kill time, because if you waste time, it kills eternity. Either one of those, you got to make sure that you are spending yourself for God. What do you mean? And you know, we know the main thing about the thing is that it's getting more so hard. Getting your family, letting all the things about getting more, but there's more to you than you're letting the people to you. But the cut of life becomes the last cut that you grow crooked. Crooked, and you'll to be able to face it. It's amazing when we can stand there, and I guess there are professionals, speakers that have come through the church and said, you know, you really shouldn't let people know how you struggle with anger. I said, everybody that's ever heard me preach today, dressed up, you know, you really should work on your preaching. You shouldn't let people know that you have struggled with anger. And I would say,
wow.
I said, man, you know, if anybody that knows me is looking at us talk right now, they can see I'm struggling with anger. I'm struggling with anger right now. I'm punching you right in the middle of your face. He goes, I'm a prophet. I said, man, we could use you. It'll profit us for you to take out the trash. It'll profit us for you to sweep. It'll profit us for you to pick up these cheese. And I don't know why we keep on having cheese and when we don't even make a mess. But then, what people want somebody that wants to be unreal in front of them? Right? That means the gospel will be unattainable. But one thing that we have to understand is that God is working on us all. We have to live in front of him. We've got to let him do that. We've got to let him do that. When God is waking you up in the middle of the night, and you're like, God, I'll do it later. No, he's trying to prune you from later so that you can live in man faith in. He's trying to get you to live in your substance right now. So if it's left to that will produce a good deal of unproductive growth. For mindfulness, extensive praying is essential. And as believers, when we receive a word or call from God, that is not the end all be all. If we don't stay humble for his cleaning, it will lead to problems.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God is a cleansing agent. It condemns sin, it inspires holiness, it promotes growth, and it reveals power for victory. People don't mind hearing it inspires holiness. People don't mind hearing it promotes growth, and they don't mind it reveals power. What they feel is it condemns sin.
Mm-hmm. You're not walking in love.
But the word, in order for you to get really clean, it has to condemn sin.
Yeah.
You cannot promote holy and promote the other behavior as well. They can't do it again. They can't work it. You got to be able to do that. And so Jesus continues to wash his people through the word, Ephesians 5:26. He continues to wash us through his word. The Bible, I just don't feel like I'm clean. I just feel like my heart is backed up. Just go to the people. Just go to the word. Just go to the word. Father, you want this. Remove your spirit. Receive me the joy of my salvation. Just give me a back there, God. Give me some place. Right? And it's all kinds of things. Going to stay there for. Right? He meant for us to use it over and over again. You can use a washing machine one time. You say, well, I want that dirty clothes in it. Machine. Right. That verse 3 says you've already been washed by the watering of the word. Already clean by the word means that it is only by the word we are cleansed, and it is vital that we never turn away from the word. What we had yesterday may need to be cut back in order for us to live in the anointing for the present and the future. If you replay your past, you will poison your future. The people that came to church with you may not be around to grow with you. In fact, they may say things like you've changed, but they're struggling to admit that you've grown.
Yeah.
Right? And you have to make sure you don't. Growth intimidates people that are unwilling to accept all of God's word to fulfill his purpose. And so growth can be intimidating. Growth can be like crazy because that would be a function that we fast too much. The Bible says fast often. I'm not eating this morning. Yeah. You don't want to get too much of the words in me. And I want to be disordered from that. And you can hear the fact of what you know and you're producing as growth in your heart that it begins to get challenged by you just knowing that this is where God is calling me to be.
Mm-hmm.
No, God's calling me to be, God's calling me to do, and I think to do what God's calling me to do. God is our gardener. And he will come back even in seasons of good. Because he wants us to bear more fruit. And you know, right? People can get the fruit that they're hoping for. They can get their blessing because they're. When you visit me, you can stay your weekend. You better make sure you make your arrangements. But we came all this way. God is my father. I'm going to go anyway. You can sit at the hotel. You better have a hotel. But we ain't staying home with you. We got to live here when you go away. And so part of it is that us walking in our belief, walking in our hope, that I'm not going to translate obedience by sacrificing my walk with God and maintaining with God just to entertain you. You know, church. So we have a lot of in the big town and don't come visit. Okay. More food at the house. But my point, every occasion, they have to peel oranges for the juice. This is what I have to be. You got to be the juice for a bit. And again, God, to break with them. It's a good thing for us to hear that something that we call faith. Jesus said, "Those who do the will of my Father, that is my brother, my sister, that the will of God for me to sit here with you." God said that those who stay together yourself with them. I mean, I'm glad you came. You know me. You know. Galatians 5, 16 through 18. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. The King James says, you will fulfill the needs of the flesh. For the flesh craves what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit is what is contrary to the flesh. They are opposed to each other so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, understand that. When you come to Christ, it's still a fight. Let me say it for you. Amen. Not only are you in God, but things being in the Word, you discover the enemy. Just messing you all the time, and you never said anything. But now you start to say, I want to be clean with him, and I'm not working. And it says, so you're like, well, I must not be saved, but I have issues. I'm still struggling. You are saved. That's why you're figuring the issue. Before you do that, you have to figure out what you thought you were going to do. That was good. Then you're like, oh, you need to hold it. Because then you're saved again. You know, and we got to read about that. But God is always telling us to read that. You got to read the Bible. Like, what do you mean this? Paul, Romans 7, 14, 15, is the greatest rule. He says, the thing I want to do is I got to do. The thing I want to do is I keep doing. Why are we keeping that thing I want to do? If I don't have anything I want to do, that is what I want to do. I want to do what I keep doing. Yeah, we'll do that now. He said, keep the word blue and keep the word too. I mean, good sense, but I call to but you're saved. You got something the Lord's feeling. So that reminds me of the homeless that we designed. You can make hot dogs for the homeless people one morning. 2 hours. So amped up. I made $100 or two. So amped up. We get down there and we're not going to talk to you. We're not going to be the same people. Why would we take someone to eat a hot dog at 7 a.m.? There ain't unless you're in college, right? And so God, you didn't really want the hot dog, but I was forcing it on him. He actually got him to the front and he chased it. And put the hot dog in his shirt. Walk back. He came back to me later and said, man, these folks you see down there. That's the first time I've ever been to anybody has chased me to get me in. Sometimes they just want to see if you really want to give it. You know what I mean? And he said, usually, this is what we're going to do. People chase me down to either what we're going to drive me, or to drive in my home. You'll tell our Lord better than me. Like, you just don't know. That's not how I'm talking to you. You really want the home. Who can tell that to you? We stuck up the home.
You think you're not?
Yeah, that means that much of a gift that's inside of you. You know, worthless. This is the time of year. But the gift of the gift of the Lord of the Garden, and when he sinned, he gave up the authority to the enemy. He had dominion over the garden. And then a lot of times back in church, they'd be like, if he had dominion over everything in the garden, that means he could fly like a bird. Well, you just read it. It's complete. Like, okay, I get to say dominion means I have the same power that you have and more of whatever. Then, but why would he be up there? Stay on the ground, bro. Stay on the ground. So heaven and earth are earthly good. Jesus died and rose from the grave to give dominion over death and give us the dominion over death and hell. When we walk in the Spirit and demonstrate godly authority, it attracts attacks from the enemy. The word demonstrate has the word demon in it. Okay? So you can't just say, I'm saved, I just don't want to show it. Just saying, you're refusing to announce to the devil what really is going on. The word demonstrate has the word demon in it, and I believe it is more to be afraid, but more to remind Satan that he is defeated. When you demonstrate, you just remind him he's defeated. You just remind him you're done. The reason why I'm living by faith, I'm talking about and living right with God, I'm demonstrating that your demonic power is over him. That I don't want to say that I'm talking to you. It ain't just words to me. I don't actual real live Christian, real live every day. I'm a Monday Christian too. Like I'm a Christian on Tuesday. I go from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then yeah, I'm one of those. One of those. One of those. Then you'll be I get up and pray every morning. And then the demon said, come back. Telling me that there was something in there
afraid of you when you live for God. People that don't demonstrate godly authority makes a resting place for the enemy to dwell and attack. Walking in dominion will always defeat the demonic. See, you don't need more faith and you don't need more power. You just need to walk in dominion of what you pray for. We're walking in dominion for me. Dominion of this thought. I have dominion over those attacks. I have dominion over that report. And this is the blue thing. I told Pastor Rita, it's good to have a saved wife, a spouse, that you can share things with. Because if I can share it with somebody when I'm gone, and they're going to tell me this next statement, I don't know if we're going to get it. I can drink something who's so cool that if I change my shout, I'll never catch it. But if I change the song, my shadow will be. That's what she did on that day. Okay. I'm in the right. If I change the sun, the shadow, the old me, will always be behind me. What I used to be can't shame me away from the life that I wanted to. I got to run to the Father. If I'm looking for my purpose, I'm always going to be running in the shadow of that purpose instead of looking when I should be looking for his purpose, the purpose will come with it. Find the sun. Run to the sun. The shadow will be on it. Man, I still got these bad thoughts. Those are behind you. Old things have passed away. Behold, I'm a new creature in Christ. If you feel like you're overshadowed, overwhelmed by what you used to be, you're running in the wrong directions. Turn. Run toward the sun. Man, I can't wait to use that in a school, too. I'm just saying. I was like, ooh, that'll work, baby. Romans chapter 8 and verse 10 through 11 said it. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Now, let's stop right there. The body is dead. Man, you are the most sanctified, saved person when you don't want to. Okay? You want to get up in the church. I don't want to work. Because your body dead. Right? Matthew 26, 41 says, indeed, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is so you're saying, like, I'm really saying, why don't I want to get into the church? Like, should you want to get into the church? Because you can't fight. Your body is dead. You can't lean on your body. You have to lean on your spirit. That's why it says, walk in the spirit, you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so I have to get up and be obedient to the spirit of God, creating me and putting on. You're doing me a right spirit, returning to me the joy of my salvation. And so, God, your hand is important. God would give you Ephesians 4:23. Be the spirit of your mind. If it wasn't important, he wouldn't be talking about it so much. The goal was to be the place of the skull. That's where he was crucified. So that you not only got a physical, but you get up mentally. And you get up emotionally. And you can stand up in the presence of God and God said, I didn't just want you to just go to hell. I don't want you to be dangerous here on the earth. Or even to kill people. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead were you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, that means to make alive, your mortal body by the spirit and the life in you. Let it be the last thing you ever said upon Jesus. We know you can't say this. We got that. But the same spirit that raised Jesus is in you. So quit trying to use that as an excuse to not be proven. It's like people when they say, oh, we grace on. Just Jesus. Well, I'm happy. Yeah, Jesus, thank you. I mean, come on. So now, receive. Just receive. Right? And it was hard for us because we think that not having and what you don't have is more righteous than being much fruit. When God comes you back to give you more fruit, he meant for that. Yeah. Amen for that. Amen for that. No matter what stage you step on, and I'm a living witness, when I step out there, there's a time I know how to feel what I'm going to say. Since other people stand at you, you know, you got to come up with something. And God will speak through us. I'm standing in front of Pastor Rita, just one. Sometimes I don't have any idea what to say. You know I'm going to say what you say. Well, it's going to be a long day. And so I have to pick up the people's there. It is, make alive your mortal body. I don't really want to do what I want to do. I love my kids, but I'm not alive to them if they get on my nerves. We parents are supposed to say that. We were supposed to ask what was wrong with our kid. Dr. Reed said that. If he'll tell you, I broke that rule. This child will just break something. Just break it. Just break it and look at you like. And I couldn't even have one time before I break his stuff without paying for it. You're like, and still, we were not allowed to say what's wrong with you. But which that was the question that needed to be asked. So you look at it and you're going like, God said, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwelled in you. Why are you laying there worried, doubting, crying, and upset when you got get up on the inside of you? Why are you doing that? Why are you wasting that? Why are you laying there like you have no power, like you have no riches? You got power and riches inside of you. Why are you laying there like that? Doesn't make sense to me. God set us up so that we don't have to try and get up by ourselves, which means to grow with God, we must surrender, not strive. Right? It's easier to stay out of trouble than have to get out of trouble. It's easier to stay up than have to get up. So I want to stay up. I want to walk with God. I want to be in that presence with God. I want to walk in those things that God is calling me to. If God is removing it, there is increase on the way, and the current shape will not fit in our next level. So if God is removing something, somebody's maybe in a lot of people badly. You know you need to have me in your life. You know you need to met them in the last year I dated before Pastor Rita. Just play it. She don't care. She knows this. I just like to look over and just see our faces. and we because I started coming to church. Like not coming to church, really being God. Behavior, going out, all drinking, all drugs, all we're out. Said, look, I want to take you with me. I want us to grow together. I want us to be alive and fighting. And at the time, I didn't have a vehicle. I would bike to work. And I have a place, but I had a bike to work. And she made the statement, you need me, you can't be without me. And I was planning on black wall tents, it'd take me there. She made that statement. I never said another word. I was saying, baby, my cleats were in the trunk. So pop the trunk, I got my cleats out. And I was back when they had answer machine. Remember, you know, my answer machines? I got home, first thing I did, I saw pretty. Jerked the answer machine into the wall. So I couldn't hear a call. And can't leave a message. And we have not taught since. Oh, we don't see it, but I need you. See, God was always like, that's what I needed to do to you, because you just need somebody to tell you you couldn't. If you want to be hard hands, then I'm saying you can't do it. Like, I will show you. Let me show you. You tell them, I can't make it without you. You the reason why I couldn't grow up with you. I believe that. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it because you're here. I need you to go. Stay in shape with Jesus, man. Stay in shape with Jesus. Yeah. Bible says in Luke 9:62, said no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Right? Don't be unfit for the kingdom of God. So quit looking back. So look forward. Look forward. Look forward. If you think you make mistakes now, you know you made mistakes then. Look back. Stay obedient to God's shaping. Let Him prune you. He's going to cut some things out, but it's for your better growth. And all of us who've been around for any number of time can look back over our lives and say, man, I'm glad that was gone. How did I not see that that was the problem? I was trying to live with that. I was trying to get along with that. How did I not see? But God saw. And then some of us still wouldn't see. God had to violently remove it. Like, you'll chase that down. You'll still be trying to bring that thing around. And God had to violently remove it from you. We weeped and cried. And what am I going to do? You're going to do better. That's what you're going to do. You're going to just be better. Amen. You got to do better. Always getting me off. As your heads are bowed and eyes are closed, Father, I just pray. I thank you, Lord God, as you've awakened in so many of us things that need to be cut away, things that need to be cut out. But Lord, we want you to do the pruning. We don't want to be free for just a little while. We want to be free forever. We want this to be an eternal moment. I don't want to quit complaining just sometimes. I want to be done with that. I don't want the bully to rule the family that makes up all the rules. But I know that there's a God living in me that says all things are possible to him that believes. And I know, God, that you're going to show and cut some things out that I really like. And I think I like them on the outside, and I think I need them. But God, I thank you. I'm ready for you to show me what I really need is you. And you have what's best for me. You have what's best for me because I can't see around the corner like you can see around the corner. So I know if you're telling me to remove this, when you say that you're going to say, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near, you see something. You see an increase. You see an abundance in my life that the reason why it hasn't come like it needs to come because there's been something I've been keeping with me. But Lord, I surrender to your pruning. I surrender to your cutting away. I surrender to it. Lord God, I'm not going to live off the good that I used to be. I'm going to live off the greatness of God that's in me that says that I'm an overcomer, that you said go do the works that I do and greater works that blessed in me, that I'm blessed in the city, that I'm blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out, that no longer questioning you, God, cut from me what I refuse to give away, what I refuse to get away from, Lord God, take from me. I be restored to the greater good that you've called in all of us. And I believe that I'm going to receive that. I believe that emotionally, mentally, physically, I'm going to be greater because of what I allowed you to cut back in my life. Help me to be strong enough to listen. Help me to be a John 10:4 that I know your voice, and the voice of another I won't listen to. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed and we're praying, you're in here and you said, I don't know Jesus. If I were to die right now, I don't know where I'd spend eternity, and I want to be right with God. And you never accepted Christ. As heads are bowed, eyes are closed, that's you. I want you just to slip your hand up so we can pray over you. Thank God. Awesome. We're in the house. Well, Father, thank you. We receive and walk in it. I thank you, Lord God, for us as parents and grandparents, that we're passing down a legacy to our children to be able to accept correction and direction by the way that we correct and direct them as well. That, Father God, that they may grow into great and mighty men and women of God. Father, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hey, look, we got issue today.